Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, a podcast where we talk about everything that goes on with Power Rangers, including new fan stream events, potential toy drops in the future, and the latest episode of our favorite show currently, and just, you know, everything that goes on in the Morphin Grid. I am one of your hosts, Joel, and with me, as always, is my wonderful, lovely co-host.
Don't call me Radiator Face. Call me Kevin. Or else.
But before we get started, like we do every week, we want to take a moment to encourage our listeners to find a way that you can be a hero out there in the world. In the past, we've highlighted things like the Black Lives Matter movement, which is still ongoing and still needs your support. The ongoing crisis in the Ukraine, and, you know, the current and constant attacks upon reproductive rights of all in the U.S. and abroad. So just find a way that you can help, whether that's donating time or money, or, you know, joining in protests if you can safely, watching streams that generate revenue for nonprofits or other organizations, or even just beginning the steps of educating yourself, because that's always the best thing way to begin. Just find a way that you can help, be a hero in your own way. Let's make this world a little bit better. So we've got a few things to talk about today. First and foremost, Hasbro has announced that they will be doing on 10/27 their 10/27 fan stream like they did last year for their premium Pulse members. No announcements of what they will be revealing or what they'll be showing off. Last year they went through pretty much all of their products except for Power Rangers and revealed new pre-orders that they were going to launch that day. It was also the day that they dropped In Space Silver randomly on Pulse for premium members to order. So just keep an eye out. There could be something.
Anything could happen.
There's not much more to this. Any real thoughts on this one, Kevin?
I mean, I hope it's a good presentation. I remember when we watched it last year, we were kind of like, oh, okay, well, there we go. But yeah, I'm sure it'll have some nice stuff in it. And just as a reminder to temper our expectations, because we don't know what could be in there.
I mean, truly, we don't have no idea. And just like, I don't know what to expect of this one either, because it felt like last year was just them showing off their office, and it's just like, you're going to do that again? Or like, what are we going to do?
I wonder if they'll randomly drop, like, I don't know, Ollie.
That is a potential. Or, I mean, they could drop one of the vehicle ones, the deluxe figures, because there's ones we know are supposed to drop for that as well. So, I mean, who knows? We'll see. It could be anything. And, you know, it could be nothing.
It could. You're right.
It could even potentially be the thing we're going to talk about next, which is an article that was dropped in September was recently, like, reread and rediscovered by Lightning Fig PR to have an announcement for Power Rangers. Power Rangers Lightning Collection Mighty Morphin X Cobra Kai capsule collection will be available in Q1 2023 exclusively at Target. No more knowledge is known about this. It's just that this is going to be a crossover between Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Cobra Kai. It makes sense. It's not shocking. I'm curious what this will actually be. Because they do say Lightning Collection. But, Kevin, you and I discussed this off, like, podcasters and chatting with one another, and you pointed out that they've done this before with, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at Target, and it's just repackaged figures.
I would presume, more than likely, these are going to be repackaged Lightning Collection figures, or what would be kind of cool, I guess, because I also don't know if they would do, like, the actual Lightning figures, would be the standard line, like the Beast Morpher size figures. I could see them doing that.
I'd be curious. The fact that they're saying Lightning Collection, though, it makes me think it'll be the Lightning Collection figures, because they're very clear on when one is one and one is the other. I'm also just like, I mean, a lot of people are expecting these to be like the Street Fighter ones and them to be like unique designs for the characters, and I'm just like, if it is, cool. If it's not, whatever, because I could see them going either direction. I mean, this whole thing, like, I don't watch Cobra Kai, but the thing I know about it is, like, a lot of Power Ranger fans reference it, and I've seen a lot of fan art casting the characters as Rangers, so I'm just like, this
it makes sense.
Yeah, this was in the ether. I'm sure Hasbro just looked at it and was like, well, why not? It's money.
Yeah.
But until I see something, I'm not going to say I'm going to buy it or not buy it. I'm just like, oh, sure. Okay. Go for it. And to anyone who's mad and thinking this is replacing anything, like any slots in the Lightning Collection line, because I've seen that complaint by a lot of people, we already know the next two waves, they just haven't shipped yet. Mm-hmm. So then they also told us at the PulseCon panel that you probably didn't watch that they were going to be completing certain teams next year, which is SPD, Lightning Collection, mm-hmm. Dino Thunder. So you know some of the waves for next year. So it's like, obviously they've already planned those out. So these mm-hmm. are not taking slots. These are just retail exclusives. Just, yeah, I don't know. Power Ranger fans, gotta love them.
Yep.
But do you have any thoughts on these, Kevin? Are you at all interested in this?
Like, I'm not going to pick them up. I mean, it'll be cool to see the pictures when they come out. But yeah, it's these like capsule lines are like designed to just repackage older figures or like do something with that. Like, I know there's like right now there's two lines for Ninja Turtles and Cobra Kai and then Ninja Turtles and Street Fighter. And I'm pretty sure, I think the way it works is like this Ninja Turtle figures, they literally just repainted them. They're the same figures. But they all have karate gis on.
Okay.
Like cloth ones. So who knows? Maybe we'll get Rangers with cloth gis on or something. I don't know.
Oh, that would... Oh, I'd laugh so hard. It would be very funny. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, because, I mean, the thing that my brain connects these two is the only ones I've really seen are these, like, crossover ones for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles mm-hmm. were the ones with them in Stranger Things, which I was just like, this is...
Oh, yeah, I forgot they did that.
Two things you put in a box together and said they were a crossover.
This is money laundering.
Yeah, definitely. I mean... It's just a interesting, I'll be curious what it is, if it is them actually like designing Ranger outfits or like modifying Ranger outfits mm-hmm. for it. It'd be cool. It just I've seen the like fan art of people like casting them as different color Rangers and I'm like, that's cute and fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do that with other shows, so I can't be mad at people. But yeah, we'll see. It's Q1 2023. I mean, we would need to find out sooner rather than later if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's also at Target, so I mean, anyone who does pre-order them from Target, do not put it on your main bank account unless you want to see that charge appear and reappear and disappear and reappear. Just mm-hmm. put it on like a credit card or something that has the balance.
mm-hmm.
But other than that, that's gonna wrap up kind of the news. It's been a slow week. I mean, we're still reeling from like the Cosmic Fury news a couple weeks ago. So it'll probably be slow until we start getting like stuff from that. But we do have a new episode of Dino Fury to talk about today, which is season 2, episode 13, Love Hate. Mm-hmm. This one was directed by Robin Grace with a story by Alwyn Dale and Becca Barnes in a teleplay by Maya Thompson. And the description for this one is, after Ollie botches telling Amelia that he wants her to be his Valentine, Lord Zedd sends the villainous Scizori to use a mind control weapon on him.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is adorable.
Mm-hmm.
It is so cute. It's very sweet. It's a little weird to have a Valentine's Day episode in September, October, but for the purposes of the episode, I'm fine with it.
mm-hmm.
But it's a really cute and sweet episode. What did you think of this one, Kevin?
Yeah, I thought it was a really cute, sweet episode that, you know, it's definitely designated as the Valentine's Day special. But I think it does a really good job of like taking some plot threads that were dangling for the last few episodes and weeks, but also moving the plot overall forward. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, like, the main thread that I take from this episode, other than, like, hey, Amelia and Ollie Stans are winning out there, mm-hmm. the lesbians just... The lesbians and the queer people are just better at being romantic in a relationship. That's what I took from this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Izzy and Fern won the like competition, and Izzy is the one that pretty much breaks it down for both Amelia and Ollie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go lesbians.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I do also want to say this is a good episode for Soul Online as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she had some good moments.
Yes. Is there like any specific scenes you would want to jump to, Kevin, to talk about? Because, yeah. I mean, the long and short of this episode is essentially it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Ollie is about to tell Amelia that he has feelings for her and that he wants mm-hmm. her to be his Valentine. He gets kind of nervous at the last minute because he hears Izzy over say a line like you shouldn't date coworkers. Mm-hmm. And he ends up like being like, no, that's not true. The things I bought are for someone else. And Amelia overhears this and gets jealous because she also wants Ollie to be her Valentine. Mm-hmm. And while this is all going on and causing a rift in the Rangers, Zed has returned and recruited the help of Scrozzle, which we saw in last week's episode, and he has recovered Zed Z-Saf, and mm-hmm. he goes to Void Knight and Void Queen to proposition that he will use their equipment to build upgraded versions of their destroyed commanders mm-hmm. and help that they will split the Earth 50-50 whenever they win. Mm-hmm. I don't know why Void Queen and Void Knight or Void King would take this, but hey, they trust Zed. Mm-hmm. Rookie move. And Zed enacts a plan which involves brainwashing one of the Rangers, mm-hmm. Ollie. And it goes from there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go through my notes and just look at everything. Yeah. I like the recurring line of the fact that everyone's like, well, you two have a vibe.
Yeah.
Izzy says it first to Ollie and it's like, well, mm-hmm. we can tell, duh. And then Solon says it later on, which I thought was very cute.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it shows like the chemistry the two had and like the planning they had from the very beginning. So I think it definitely, it's a good payoff episode. Like, it's not just like other seasons where the Rangers just randomly decide, oh yeah, I got feelings, and then they like date. But I really enjoyed the overall plot of the episode with Zed. I think what I'm really enjoying about Zed and Dino Fury so far is that they really embrace his mindset and thinking, because Zed was always the type of person to be like, I'm going to screw with you because I hate you.
Yeah.
And so Zed, of course, being vengeful, decides to go after Ollie for beating him last time. It feels like a very modern Mighty Morphin episode.
It does, yeah. And just, I think it's also just Zed being so petty is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Because so he is. Petty. That's how he's always been.
Yeah, and I liked the scene where they get to Ollie and like ambush him. It's him like reconsidering the text message that he's gonna send to Amelia. Yeah. I love that. That was such a cute moment. It was so real. It's so real too. Of like, hey, Amelia, what's up? He's like, oh no, she's gonna hate that.
Yeah, it's very real. So what did you think of the evil Ollie plot? Like, Kai's acting and like how they handled that?
Kai's acting was fine. I love anytime an evil Ranger moment mm-hmm. happens. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, if you look at what Simon has said, there are no air quotes evil Rangers.
Yeah.
But I like anytime they get to play the other side. Spoilers for things coming up. You may see other Rangers get to do it too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. I think Kai doesn't get to do much with this version of Ollie. Until he's morphed, I think, is when it gets better. Yeah. Because I think their direction for him was just play like you're mind controlled, play like you have no brain. And so he doesn't get to do mm-hmm. much. Yeah. I do like the, like, when he comes out and he, like, bows to Zed. Mm-hmm. I do wish they would have had him kneel, which would have been cooler. But I understand they had a certain setup and they kind of had to play in that space.
Yeah.
I did like that reveal moment to the Rangers, too, because I think all of them play that reveal really well.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That was one of my notes I made when I rewatched the episode, because I didn't catch it the first time. But yeah, the morph sequence they have to do whenever they're like, well, I guess we're gonna fight, like, they do a really good job of, like, panning on Amelia, even though she's not in the center and the focus.
Yeah.
And Hunter does a really good job of playing that, like, even though she's having to do the heroic, like, morph call, she's doing it so, like, withdrawn, and, like, she, you can tell she does not want to do it, and, like, just the way they handled that and framed it was really, really well done.
Yeah, and also, so at this moment, I had to take one note that I know, mm-hmm. I was like, Scissor Eyes' voice has, like, been bothering me all episodes, so I looked it up, and he played Goldar Maximus in Beast Morphers. That's why I was like, okay, this is why the voice is, it's not far off.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool little nod.
Yes. But I do want to say also, once they morph and once they begin the big fight scene, kudos to the stunt team on this one. Because this is, like, five different characters on both sides charging at each other and then fighting, mm-hmm. and it never feels really chaotic.
Yeah,
it just feels really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they do a good job of, like, splitting them off and, like, and then isolating to the Sentai footage, so that was also really good too.
Yes, you know, and we have, like, Zaito and Amelia off on their own, and then we have mm-hmm. the other three, Izzy, mm-hmm. Javi, and Ion fighting Evil Ollie. Mm-hmm. And, like, Evil Ollie is beating them all down.
yeah, he's not holding back, and, like, I love the little nods and details they did, like, in Kai's delivery whenever Izzy refused to attack him. He's like, oh, you're such great friends, I'm not. Yeah. And, like, how he played that, but also, like, when he pulled out the smash armor for Ion, and he was like, oh, this one's for you, and, like, he specifically picked that because of their episode a while back, so
yeah,
little things like that.
Mm-hmm. And, like, in the way they take him out is using, like, the snooze dino key, which mm-hmm. I'm like, it's a very simple thing, but I liked it.
Yeah.
They
use their resources.
Yes. It's using what you have on the table and not having to come up with a new way to do it. I did write one line once they've gotten Ollie and take him back to the base. Solon says, we must act before it affects his ranger energy, which I just thought was an mm-hmm. interesting line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then we go into a Zord fight. And can I be real? I forgot about the Dimetro Zord.
Oh, yeah. They haven't used it much.
Yeah, it does not seem to be as big of a deal in Dino Fury, and I keep forgetting that it is a thing. Because mm-hmm. it's a little more important in Ryu Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just very interesting. And then I love the fact that in this, like, so Zaito goes into the Zord, and Amelia actually squares up against Void Knight. Or Void
yep.
King.
Yep.
Sorry. And I'm just like, hey, let it be said, Amelia bucked up to their big bad. Like, she did mm-hmm. not back down.
Yeah, for sure. She did a good job of, like, trying to fight and, like, not back down.
And so then the teams come, like, we get kind of we get Javi, Izzy, and Ion in the Terra Freeze mm-hmm. Zord, which I really like. I love whenever the Rangers split up into different cockpits. A Zord battle happens, and essentially they beat the monster Scissor Eye. He shrinks down and gets away. And then we cut back to the base where Ollie is still not waking up. And we get this wonderful moment where, like, you know where this is headed, but we get a mm-hmm. cute little joke between Izzy and Javi where Izzy tells a story about waking Javi up with, like, a bucket of water. And Solo's just like, hey, that sounds good to me. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets Amelia alone with Ollie, and she confesses her feelings to Ollie as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sweet and tender, and sappy. And yeah. Ollie wakes up while she's confessing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get a cute moment too, where the Rangers all observe them this happening.
Yeah,
it's very cute.
It is.
And then we get kind of the final reveal is that Ollie is remembers everything that he did as Evil Ollie, so he knows what Lord mm-hmm. Zed's plan is. And we get a kind of Zaito in Ollie's mind seeing everything. Zed with Scrozzle have decoded the message of Rafcon, so they now know where Rafcon is and they are headed there. I did like the detail that Scrozzle is using the laptop that Roxy and Blaze use, so mm-hmm. kudos on keeping that.
Yeah.
Just little details. Love it. Mm-hmm. And we have what next episode will likely be about.
Yep.
But what did you think of kind of these last moments between like Hunter and Ollie, or
yeah,
Hunter and Kai, Amelia and Ollie?
Yeah, it was all really well done, and like you can tell that the entire cast and crew took the gravity of that moment, and like it's just really so much fun seeing all the chemistry the actors have with each other and how they all play off each other well. Like seeing the team kind of giggle and like be excited to see them actually be honest with each other was really nice.
It's got that Mighty Morphin energy. I think that's another area where that comes in. Like,
yeah, this is the first team in a while that feels like a team.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and not people just working together.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. But overall, it was a good episode. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, it does a really good job of like weaving those interpersonal threads, but then also like continuing the main plot forward. So,
yeah. Oh, and we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the Area 62, the final scene, where Void King or Void Queen realize they have been bamboozled.
Yeah.
That Zed has run off without giving them any help. And there's just this wonderful moment where, like, Void Queen snaps this little stick in half, and I just, very nice, liked it a lot.
Yeah. No, it was really well done, because it also highlights, like, it shows that right now we've got two villain factions, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's just a lot of fun. So we'll see what happens next time.
Yes. So we're going to start getting into the thick of things. Mm-hmm. But I do want to touch base on, like, another thing that got, like, kind of leaked this week. And we can just talk about it real quick, because I think it's a cute thing to talk about. We got pre-production photos from Dino Fury, like, before they went into actual filming, of Hunter with blonde hair as Amelia, Chance with highlights for Javi, and then Kai with kind of a different hairstyle for Ollie. And it was just very interesting to see, like, what the alternate universe version of Dino Fury could have been.
Yeah.
I am happy, I think, where we settled, and I think you agree, too, because it's just, like, would have been a bit much, like, There are reasons why a blonde Amelia would make sense. Mm-hmm. I prefer that they went with her natural hair color.
Yeah, for sure.
Same with, like, Chance, because I think highlights on Javi would have been a bit much. And then Kai's was just, like, I think his natural hair, they just styled it a little bit different.
No, honestly, it's very interesting seeing, like, getting to see those behind-the-scenes things and, like, realizing, like, oh, this could have been completely different.
Yeah. For sure. It's like funny too, now having like that, and then having that whiteboard that they had in the writer's room of all the different names, and it's like, this is so, like, I know it's the same basic thing, it's just weird seeing different names assigned to this.
Yeah, it really does.
For sure. But that'll kind of wrap up our discussion of Dino Fury this week. We've got some really crazy things to talk about soon. I kind of can't wait to get through the next couple episodes, because we're gonna get wild.
We are.
But any other last thoughts on Dino Fury?
Nope, I am enjoying it a lot, and we'll see what keeps happening down the road.
But with that said, that'll wrap up our show for this week. If you're interested in reaching out to us, you can hit us up on Twitter at MayThePowerPod. If you want to send us an email, you can email us at MayThePowerPod@gmail.com. Feel free to send us comments, suggestions, topic ideas, things you want to hear us discuss. Or if you're interested in coming on as a guest host, we've had, you know, many in the past, and we're excited to have more. We may have one coming up soon, potentially. But if you're interested in coming on, let us know. We're happy to set that up. But if you want to find me, you can find me on most social media at VespasPunk. And where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3.
With that, you know, we just want to take a moment again, like we do every week, and say thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. Thank you for coming and listening to us gab about Power Rangers. But with that said, as always, may the power protect you.